Hey everybody, it's Michael here, and you're listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. My name is Michael. It's December the 4th, 2012. We have some breaking news. Amazon has just announced a new little project called Kindle Free Time Unlimited. And basically what it does is it charges you a monthly fee of $4.99 per child or $9.99 for the whole family. And this is if you are not part of Amazon Prime. If you are already a Prime member, you'll only have to pay $2.99 per child or $6.99 for the whole family. Well, what does this give you? Well, basically thousands of apps, ebooks, videos, and all sorts of media content as a buffet style, where in the past with Amazon Prime, you would have access to free shipping, one free ebook a month, as well as one video rental a month. But now you can actually have tons of stuff by DC Comics, Disney, Nickelodeon, Marvel, PBS, Reading Rainbow, Sesame Street, and a whole lot more. Kids could basically feel very comfortable reading and playing apps and games and things like that, because all of the in-app purchases as well as advertising is removed from everything that Amazon is curating in a special department. It's going to be ushered in via a firmware update for the Amazon Kindle Fire, the Kindle Fire HD 7-inch, and the Kindle Fire HD 8.9 in the next 2 weeks. Once the firmware update is pushed to you, you'll have the option to opt in for this. This is pretty economically feasible if you consider that there's a lot of apps, you know, like popular ones, that are anywhere between $2.99 to about $5.99 for the app. And then if you look at kids' ebooks, especially the multimedia ones, you're paying anywhere between $3 and $15 a pop if you subscribe to this program. Whether you're a Prime member or not, you can get access to all the paid apps and things like that. Now, this isn't like Amazon wide, they're making a special category for this, but this is a boon for parents because you can feel comfortable that all the microtransactions are removed. There's no advertising for, you know, adult sites and things like that. So it's a very kid-friendly type of program, and it's only found in the Amazon Kindle Fire line of tablets. So we'll report on this more as the situation develops, and when it actually hits in 2 weeks, we will film a detailed video tutorial that, you know, basically shows you the ins and outs of the program. So if you're on the fence whether you want to commit to this or not, we will commit to it for you and show you the, you know, all the semantics behind it. There is some other Amazon news. They've actually updated their iPad app to bring X-Ray to iOS. If you're familiar with X-Ray, well, you know that you can look at major characters, places, things, and look at how often they are referenced throughout the book. You can click on someone's name and get references anytime that character has spoke, or if people are speaking to the character. And you could break it down by chapter, by the entire book. I've always liked X-Ray because it really gives you an indication on what everything's about. And it not only helps with like book reports and perhaps a book group, but if you're juggling multiple books at once, it's a solid thing to come back to and be like, who are the main characters again? Okay, what's this guy's bio? I'll click on his name. You get sort of a synapse on everything to do with like the main character and the premise of the book. So fairly solid. Mercy Pilkington, we actually sent to London, England for the Future Book Conference. And this wrapped up yesterday, but she was there and we produced roughly about 14 different articles based on interviews that we did. We spoke with Barnes & Noble and we got basically their entire outline for their UK expansion, as well as expanding into other places into Europe. And so we got a great video interview. We've also spoke with the CEO of Pottermore, Charlie Redmayne, and we've gotten a very rare interview with him. He does not do interviews with very many people at all, but we ambushed him and got him on camera for roughly about 6 minutes. He talked all about digital rights management and what Pottermore is basically doing with their digital watermarks. And during one of the sessions, actually, he got into some very heated arguments with people on the panel, as well as people in the crowd, saying that, you know, Harry Potter books were pirated like crazy until the ebook forms came out. And, you know, Charlie basically said, look, you know, people are held accountable now. You know, if you purchase an ebook and it has a digital watermark, it's pretty easy to track the person that did it. But it's not like Pottermore is going after these people directly. They're more or less leaving it to be like a community effort. Like, hey, moron, you know, your name's on this book and you've just shared it with like 3,000 people. The heat is going to go on you. And then the people end up like removing it because it's the community that's really kind of going after it. We've done interviews as well with Bilberry, with Readmill, and we got all sorts of videos on the front page of our website, or you could check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/goodereader. We also talked about transforming the digital textbook, and we spoke with some people from Ingram, and all these people were on panels. We also actually got an article that gained a lot of traction in social media about how much an ebook should cost, and there was people on this panel, including Michael Tamblyn of Kobo, Paul Rhodes of Orb Entertainment, Harper Collins, the Alliance of Independent Authors, and a number of other people. And it basically debated, you know, what is the right price for an ebook? And if you buy a book for 99 cents, well, you know, how good can it be? And they basically talked all about how there is prices to be able to establish relationships and brands with the authors. And I guess like the big thing with this thing is that you're not investing in a book, you're investing in an author, you're investing in their brand. Like Stephen King, he could write about whatever he wants, people will continue to buy the books no matter what prices that they are. For an independent author though, they talked about, ultimately, they agreed that $4.99 is an appropriate price for a debut author or a backlist title. Well, bestsellers inherently can be priced higher because those authors are already a little bit more substantiated than, say, an independent author. We've also did a great little interview on the future publisher, and we spoke with many different people from Penguin and Random House, as well as the Ospie Group, Dominique Racca, friend of Goody Reader from Source Books, and we talked about how digital publishing is really shaking the fabric and really becoming a huge priority for not only the big six, but also for companies like Sourcebooks. And speaking of Dominique, we actually got an interview with her where she's talking about her new iPad and digital publishing strategy, which will basically put your kid in the book. So you could take a picture of your kid and they would be on the front cover. You establish their name, and all throughout the book, the main character would be your kid's name. Now, these aren't just books that you would purchase from Source Books, but you could purchase these books from anywhere, and their engine will automatically allow this fundamental change to happen. We've also did a number of interviews with the organizers of Future Book, and we actually sat down with Michael Tamblyn of Kobo, and he basically talked about the panels that he was going to be on, as well as Kobo's international penetration and how writing life is becoming a more priority with the company. So lots of videos, lots of content. It was a one-day event, but we pretty well had about 16 different interviews, as well as sitting down on five or six different panels. So we are pretty well the definitive source on Future Book. I think we were in the top five for the tweeters for that day's event, but no one really came close to our coverage. A few websites like Paid Content, Publishers Weekly, even the bookseller themselves wrote an article or two, but I mean, we had interviews with everybody, you know, and I'm pretty happy that we got the interview with Pottermore because they're super notorious to get a hold of. I think we even got an interview with J.K. Rowling's agent, who's responsible for the new digital strategy. If you recall, she ditched her previous agent that had been with her for all the books, but when it came to digital, they kind of butted heads around it. So she has a new agent, and we have an upcoming interview with them. So stay tuned for all of that. So lots is happening. Tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to it, we're going to be traveling to Newspaper Direct's corporate headquarters in Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, and we're actually going to talk to them about Press Reader and the company's digital newspaper strategy. We're going to talk to them about their app distribution, talking about the changing landscape of digital newspapers. A lot of companies have just gone into it in the last few years. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple with their newsstand, and we're going to talk about how they stand out in the marketplace and what they're really doing differently. They're probably the most successful digital newspaper publisher out there. They just broke 3,000 different issues that they're offering in 96 different languages and countries. Speaking of newspapers, The Times has offered subsidized Google Nexus 7 tablets for digital subscribers. So this is the UK Sunday Times, and you can get the 32 gig version of the Nexus 7 for only £50. And this is about £149 less than what it's actually selling for. So you could subscribe for a month or for a year basis and get this subsidized tablet. And then obviously they hope that you will, you know, read on said tablet. In the digital realm, making magazines is something that has not really got a lot of attention. Everybody and their mother now has sort of self-publishing for ebooks, and newspapers and magazines pretty well fall by the wayside. Glossy is actually hoping to change all that and getting the more DIY approach into the construction of online magazines. Now, Glossy is a product of Californian-based This Next, and they're basically a social media company with a strong emphasis on fashion. They have made some online tools that will allow you to construct a digital magazine online. Users can upload images in popular image format, JPEGs, GIFs, things like that, as well as rich media elements such as video and audio. You can also drop in some text there. This would probably be best for more visual-based things, or, you know, product catalogs, brochures, and things like that. You can't actually export this, any of your content yet, but you could copy the embed code and paste it on your website, on your blog, and what have you. It would be kind of awesome if they did allow you to, you know, pay a premium fee to assemble it and then to be able to download it, because then you could like upload it to other, you know, companies like Smashwords, Amazon iBooks, or, you know, what have you. There's animated page turns, and it looks like you're, you know, the traditional magazine experience, but there's really no ability to pinch and zoom. This basically just came out of beta today, so there is a lot of things that still need to be refined, but I do approve of more companies getting into often neglected spaces, and self-publishing magazines is definitely one of those things. Okay, now quickly, let's go over the most essential news that has happened over the last few days that you probably need to know about. Barnes & Noble has added support for ultraviolet integration. Ultraviolet DVD and Blu-ray discs can be purchased from Barnes & Noble, from Walmart, and a few other companies. Basically, instead of giving you a digital edition, they give you an ultraviolet edition, and you can... the Barnes & Noble Nook HD and HD Plus in the settings menu have a feature that you could enter your account details for ultraviolet. So any DVDs or Blu-rays that you purchase, you'll be able to actually watch them on your Nook tablet. Apple iBooks promotes indie authors and breakout books, and this is in Australia. Basically, it's a way that independent authors are gaining a lot of exposure. So this is only an Australian campaign. The ebooks are $4.99 or less, and there's thousands of Smashwords titles there. So if you're looking to discover some independent authors, this might be a cool little platform. Amazon has unveiled brand pages for publishers. It's a way that you could establish your brand on Amazon. So, for example, we've registered amazon.com/goodyreader, and anything that any of our staff publishes will be listed listed there, so you can find some of our buyer's guides from prior years, as well as some new projects that we'll be launching soon. It's a really a great way that publishers and authors alike can establish their brand. Right now, you have author profiles, but you don't really have like a way that you can go to Amazon.com/Penguin and see, you know, all of the Penguin titles, deals of the day, graphics, images, embedded Twitter feeds and things like that. So fairly kind of cool things that you can do there. Foils in the UK is inviting the public to have a say in their new flagship store. There are moving locations and they're partnering with the bookseller to get public feedback on what the new flagship bookstore could do. They're looking for a strong sort of thing on digital. So if you have any things to say, they will be doing some cool and fun little workshops on that. The Daily, and this is a little venture made by News Corp, has actually closed up shop. It's basically due to the lackluster demand of the product and annual $30 million operating costs. The Daily never really caught on with tech-savvy users. People go directly to the source, you know. The news industry has really changed, and people are using Pulse, Google Currents, Zeit, and a number of things to basically say, okay, you know, I'm interested in e-readers, so I'm going to, you know, bookmark Good e-reader, paid content, Publishers Weekly, and get all the news as it happens, whereas the Daily was basically, you know, like a daily or thing where they would say the news, but by the time the issue comes out, it's almost already old news because it's all over the internet. So it never really caught on. Some of the journalists and professionals will be phased to different departments within News Corp, but it's a sad day, but ultimately a lot of these projects do fail, and they did have high operating costs, so that's probably one of the nails in the coffin. Microsoft is reportedly working on three new Surface tablets. They're working on smaller ones, such as an 8.6, 11.6 and a 14.6. So they're really going crazy. The Daily Mirror is now available for free on the iPad. This is a UK magazine. Intel is working on new Ivory Bridge processors for tablets. And Walmart Canada is now selling the Acer Iconia A112. So if you're in, you know, holidays coming up looking for a new tablet, you may want to check it out. And the final bit of news, we're going to talk about Australia a bit because we did mention iBooks having a promotion there. Random House has started a new digital imprint called Random Romance, and this is a new imprint that is featuring homegrown Australian authors, and this is really kind of setting the stage for a number of really important things. Four or five books will be coming out by February of 2013. You're going to see erotica. You're going to see, you know, sort of traditional romance and things like that. No word on prices or how people can purchase them yet. They just announced the launch today. So this has been a quick breaking news update, as well as a rundown on everything that's sort of happened in the last few days. Comment on this radio show if you have any questions or concerns. If you're listening to this on iTunes, SoundCloud, or other sources, you can visit our website at goodyreader.com. And stay tuned. We have six or seven authors now that are writing for us, and we're pumping out content like literal madmen here. So if you're heavily invested in digital publishing, ebooks, e-reader, or other news of that sort, keep your browsers locked to goodyreader.com. And to serenade you out, I have another little song I'd like to play.
mistletoe.